Heavenly Father, we come before your throne. We come, Father, calling your name, Jehovah, the God of all creation, the God who spoke heaven and earth into existence, created man, and allowed your spirit to come and sit down in us so that we can speak to our mountains, be thy removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. So as we enter your gates with thanksgiving, we enter your courts with praise this morning, with uplifted hands, setting our affections on what you set your affections on. We love what you love, Father, and we hate what you hate. Your enemies are our enemies, Father. We thank you that you allow us to hide ourselves in you, that you cover us with the blood of Yeshua, that you have encamped your angels all around us, that not one of our feet shall dash against a stone. You have given them charge over us, Father. So this day, as we stand in your presence, as we stand on the rampart as intercessors and seers and believers, as we stand here to hear what you have to say concerning your people, we surrender ourselves to you. We pledge our allegiance to a holy God that can do anything but fail. So this morning, Father, we declare and decree that we are healed, that we are filled with your Holy Spirit, that sickness and disease are far away from us. We thank you, Father, for your anointing, for your anointing destroys every yoke in our lives, and that our souls and our spirits and our bodies function in your divine order. We thank you, Father, that because we believe, you pull down every stronghold and you cast down every vain imagination that has set itself up in high places against the knowledge of who you are and who Yeshua is. And we thank you that we surrender our thoughts, that you have given us the mind of Christ. So today, Father, we declare and decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We declare and decree that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. We thank you, Father, that you have established a divine barrier and that you have established godly parameters around us, God, that we, Father, walk in accordance to your commandments that you have set aside for your people. We thank you, Father, that we can take control of the airways and the galaxies, Father, the atmosphere, for we are atmosphere changers. We thank you, Father, that we know that we have dominion here on earth, for you gave it to us long before the foundation of the earth. That Adam gave it away, but Yeshua returned it to us because he was crucified, died, and buried, raised on the third day with all power in his hand. So this day, Father, we thank you, Father, that you told us that whatever we allow on earth, you will allow it from heaven. And whatever we don't allow here on earth, you will not allow. So, Father, we disallow and veto every demonic spirit that seeks to devour your people, every activity that will hinder your plan and purpose for your people's lives. We thank you, Father, that you have covered us and covered every ministry that you have given us and that we walk in your divine purpose. We thank you, Father, that we cancel out every diabolical decision that the enemy has against the ministry that you have given us and our lives, our families, our co-workers, Father. We thank you, Father, that everyone that comes across our path, that we will tell them about a holy God that can do anything but fail. We thank you, Father, that you are our Jehovah Gabor, that you teach our hands how to war, that we are content, Lord God, in what you said, your plan and purpose for our lives. And we thank you, Father, that every prayer word that we pray in accordance to your will and your plan will take the form of a missile that propels itself into the kingdom of darkness, causing massive destruction, hitting its target every time, because we are your weapons of mass destruction. We thank you, Father, and we declare and decree that we can run through troops and leap over walls because of the anointing that you have placed in our lives, that we gird ourselves with the armor that you have given us, Father, that we reach back into our arsenal because we understand how to use the keys that Yeshua gave to us when he was crucified and buried. We thank you that you are our rock and our shield and our strong tower, that you have equipped us with the shield of salvation, Father, and that your right hand has established us for victory. We thank you, Father, that we pursue after you, we pant after you like the deer panteth after the water brook. So this day, Father, on this Shabbat, this day of rest that you give to man, Father, we thank you that we can crawl out of the rat race of life, that we can find comfort in your arms, and that you will shield us and allow us to come under your wings of protection as you draw near to us. We draw near to you, Father. We set our affections on you, Father, for we have searched the whole world over and found that there is no God like you. For you are our Jehovah, the God that shields all. So we surrender to you our lives, the lives of our children, the lives of our family members, that you give us total salvation and total victory against the enemy who seeks to destroy us. He roams to and fro. We thank you, Father, because you are our God. And we give you honor and we give you praise. And we thank you in the name of Yeshua the Christ. For at the name of Yeshua, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord of lords and King of kings. It's in his divine name that we surrender and pray this morning. Amen, amen, and amen. Yevarachacha Yehovah v'yishmerecha, Ye'er Yehovah panav elecha v'hunecha, Isa Yehovah Panav Elika Vim Shalom.